This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of the Vintage Homeschool Moms. And this is really a very special episode. I am pulling back the curtains, if you will, and allowing you, the listener, to be in on what we consider a very private week of our mastermind retreat. Three of my really good friends get together once a year, and we do a lot of really cool things like brainstorming, and we have something called a hot seat and things like that. But these ladies have become very dear to me, and I'm going to introduce them to you one at a time. And the first person I am going to introduce to you is Maggie Hogan with Bright Ideas Press. Welcome, Maggie.
Thrilled to be here, always.
Oh, well, love you, Maggie. And I am just blessed that you are the one who had this idea to begin a group of mentoring moms that would help each other. And so just could you share a little bit with us about the idea of the history of the group, you know, and how you got the idea to start this?
Absolutely. It's Masterminds is an old idea. Certainly don't claim any any beginning of that. But I guess it was about 3.5-4 years ago, this really began connecting with Kim Kautzer and Mary Jo and you on Facebook. Now, I had met, I don't remember if I'd met any of you in person at that point yet or not. Felice, I knew from using her creation science materials back, I don't know, 15, 17 years ago with my youngest son. So I knew your name, and I'm sure I probably run into you at the Florida Homeschool Conference, you know, at some point,
but I didn't
have a personal connection with you. Mary Jo, I knew just from online, and because Bright Ideas was using her wonderful editing skills for our materials. And Kim, I had just gotten to know through, you know, some of our publishing Facebook pages. And I'd always appreciated y'all's different comments and insights and humor, especially over the years. And so, you know, we, as a Facebook friend, we would do more and more private messages, and then that evolved into phone calls. And we had, I know Kim and I were trying to get together after some conferences that we, she's West Coast, I'm East Coast, and we just never seemed to be able to hit up. So I suggested that she come. We're both, you know, bemoaning how much writing we had to do and how hard it is to get it done when, you know, life is happening in your house. We needed to just get away someplace. And, you know, I said, well, let's go to Florida. Let's meet up in Florida and just have a long writing weekend. And, you know, we can write, we can talk, because we always share business ideas and suggestions, because although we're in a similar field, homeschool publishing for Kim and Felice and I, we're not competitors anyway, so it made sense for us to share. And so we agreed that we would do that, and we started kind of, you know, jokingly putting some things on our Facebook page. I thought, and Mary Jo and you would respond with different things. I thought, you know, we should just form a little Facebook group, the four of us, because we seem to really be very like-minded, both in our walk with the Lord, our where we were in life, although one of us is a little younger than the rest of us. not dropping any names, Mary Jo. But it grew into, let's just all meet in Florida, you know, at my house, and have a long, not just a writing retreat at this point, but let's have kind of a, gosh, let's have a mastermind group where we can support and encourage and hold one another accountable. And so that's where it originated. And our first, as you remember, our first actual meeting, right, all four of us in real life, was when, you know, you guys ring my doorbell in Florida.
Right.
But, you know, we bonded so much via phone and Facebook and, you know, IM and whatever, that I felt like I was just greeting my long-lost sister. So that's how it all began, and it's just been one of the biggest blessings of my life.
Right, it has been. And so the other two members of the group are Kim Kautzer with RightShock.com and Mary Jo Tate with FlourishAtHome.com, and, of course, Maggie, your website is BrightIdeasPress.com. And so, you know, that is really, you know, on your part, very compelling that you, you know, had this tug from the Lord to start this, and you actually did it. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of those areas with you in just a bit. So thank you so much for sharing that with us and for asking me to be part of the group. Okay. All right. Well, what I'm going to do now is partly moderate and partly share with you as well four of the areas that we felt were maybe not the only things that we share in our mastermind retreat, but also things that we felt we could share with you and that would help you grow. And when we had this conversation about, you know, I invited the girls to join me on Vintage Homeschool Moms because they were going to be here when I normally host a weekly show, and also because I wanted you to hear from them and a little bit about what we do. When I first heard the word mastermind, I thought it was an oxymoron, and why was I going to be in this mastermind group? But it turned out to be such a blessing for me, and especially in the way of friendship. And that is the first thing that I want to talk to you about today, and how important friendships are anyway for homeschool moms, and especially homeschool moms in business. But friendships, for me, the one compelling aspect of our friendship is that I am the token Catholic in a group of lovely Protestant women who are believers in Christ, and I really felt that I belonged to this group wholeheartedly. That sometimes as a Catholic in a homeschool setting, it's difficult because of, you know, certain things that you know, people have said to me in the past that maybe have been a little bit unfeeling, but with these four girls, they embraced me for my love of Jesus and the fact that, you know, I have curriculum that really points to a biblical foundation of the world in Genesis. And so they knew me as more than, oh, yeah, there's that Catholic lady, you know. But for me, it was, you know, a chance to share with them some of the hardships I've had, you know, fitting into a largely Protestant homeschool community. And, you know, the fact that they were just so loving and accommodating. And I'm going to bring in Kim right now, and she's also going to share a little bit about what the friendships in this group have meant to her. And if you want to comment anything I've said, Kim, feel free.
Oh, I just, I cannot even begin to express how much this group has meant to me. I don't even think I could articulate that I had a need for such a group 3 years ago. But this has been a place for me to be friends in many layers. And, you know, we all have wonderful dear friends who have compartments in our lives, and they're great, but they may not understand the business aspect of my life, or they may be a business friend, but they don't go to church with me, or they don't share my faith. And being part of this group has been so rich because of the multi-layered aspect. And, you know, you start out, and over the years, when we first met, none of us knew each other. We, in a personal way, really.
Right.
But at that first retreat where we opened ourselves up and became vulnerable and willing to share how overwhelmed we were or how stressed we were or how much was on our plate, and we gathered around each other for encouragement, that's where friendship grows from. When you're willing to be vulnerable, when you're willing to open up and be real and transparent, and that's, I think, where the true depth of our relationship began to form, was in those early days of being willing to be vulnerable. And for me, and I would actually probably say for each of us, we have been through seasons of personal crisis as just is part of life, you know, and to be able to have a place to share this and to have our little Facebook page, to be able to check in daily or weekly and say, okay, here's where I am with this, and I've had this emotional bump in my road, and to know that I've got people who are regularly praying or checking in on me, I can't even say how much that means. And, of course, when we gather together like this on our annual times, sure, we're having fun, or we're going to the beach, or we're, you know, taking an outing, or going out to dinner, but we punctuate that with business sessions, too, and so it ties in kind of, it's a holistic approach, I think, to life and business and friendship, just being together.
Right, because with each of us, you know, I know, Kim, you mentioned, I believe it was back, was it the end of November, beginning of December, that you needed, you're from California, I don't know if we mentioned that, and so you needed flight, you know, to get your flight set up, and I think all of us just said, at that point, we didn't know how we could take a week off. So, you know, it's really and truly, we do work during these sessions, although we do post the fun pictures on Facebook. So, but yes, we do, even when we post the working pictures, people don't believe us. Oh, gosh. But, you know, it really, what?
They're staged.
Right.
We're not really working.
No, there's one of me that was not staged, and so I look like I'm orchestrating a seminar or something. But no, it, you know, the friendship part, you know, you were talking about that, and we don't even have to say, give details. You know, like a lot of times we'll just post need prayers. And, you know, and if we tag each other, then I see it. And we just know we can count on that, even if it's later, you know, that we'll get those prayers. And to me, it's a little bit of peace of mind that I have you guys there to not only just bounce ideas off of, but that I know you'll keep our conversations private, and I really respect that about things that you've shared, and that it's really a safe place, isn't it, Kim?
Absolutely. Yes, we have all had some really deep things to share, and that safety is huge.
It is. It is, Kim. Well, I am going to just have you stay on the line, because the next thing we're going to talk about is growth. And let me just preface, and I'm going to bring Maggie in, but let me preface this with the four things we are going to talk about today are friendship, growth, challenge, and accountability. And then at the end, we're also going to share how you can start your own group, you know, whether you call it a mastermind group or anything like that, you know, but we'll share that at the end. So, Kim, you and Maggie are going to share about growth, and let me unmute Maggie's mic here.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, Maggie, I have to tell you, this Margaret Hogan is throwing me off. Okay, I keep saying it.
Who is this Margaret? Is that what it says? It says Margaret?
Yeah, it says Margaret. Well, Kim says Jim also. So I have Jim and Margaret on the line, but it's really Kim and Maggie.
Wow.
Our
phone service turns me off, too. You know, anytime I hear Margaret, it's in my head when I was in trouble as a child. Margaret Ann? You know, I get the whole thing. Yeah, don't call. Yeah.
Okay, so Maggie's
so
here.
Wanted,
and Maggie, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about what it's meant to me, the Mastermind Group has meant to me regarding growth, because that is one of the key aspects for me that's made the time and energy it takes to be a part of a group so worthwhile. And honestly, you know, I have to say, it does take you. There is a commitment here. There's a commitment, even, you know, the other weeks, the 360 days that we're not with each other. There's a certain commitment. Not that I need to hear from anybody daily, or you expect to hear from me daily, but I think people need to realize there's an emotional commitment. There's a commitment that yes, we will pray when we're asked. We will be there for one another. So there has to be something that draws me to this to make me willing to make that commitment. Because at this stage of my life, I've learned that I tend to overcommit. But this is one commitment that I'm so glad that I made, because over the last 3.5 years or so, I have seen some remarkable things take place, both in my life and in y'all's lives. Watching each of these ladies deal with sometimes exceedingly difficult personal and business challenges in a godly fashion has really pushed me to be more proactive with problem solving in my own life. So whereas I tend to run from conflict, and B, if I don't have the energy to run, I just, you know, bury my head under the pillows when there's conflict, because I so detest conflict. But, you know, conflict is part of life, and learning how to manage conflict in a godly way is just something I have not in the past spent the time and energy on that I ought to. So when I see somebody in this group dealing with some tremendous conflicts, and although I'm there praying and supporting them, I'm really getting as much out of it as any of them are, because I am watching, really, I'm a fly on the wall watching to see how they respond and what their tone is, what their methodology is, what their, you know, reasoning for different things might be. And that's helped my own ability and my own willingness to deal with conflict in my life. So that's been a really big growth area for me. I mean, boy, have I got a long way to go. Still, the word conflict kind of gives a shiver down on my spine, you know, and not in a good way. Another way that I have really felt I've grown through this group is because when I hear of their successes in any arena, whether it's a great business deal that's happened, or a breakthrough in finances, or some personal health goal or family goal or whatever it is, when they have success, not only am I cheering them on, but it often will spur me on to improving an area in my life that I know I really need to work on, because it's encouraging to me to see them start with, you know, this area that they want to work on, and to watch them work through it, and then to have success. I mean, that's just fabulous, because I'm a great starter, but I'm a lousy finisher, and finishing is something I need to work on. That's, you know, I'm the idea person. I'm not the follow through person. When I see them follow through and finish up, it makes me want to do that too. And so I've been better, I think, about starting and finishing different goals just by watching them do the same thing. I think too that another strong area of personal growth for me has been reading their accounts of answered prayers. It's just so bolstered my faith
because I know that many of the prayers over the last 3.5 years have been cries of anguish from the heart, cries that are just from the depths, because they have walked through, each of them has walked through their own deep, dark places, just as I have. And I have watched not only God answer prayers, sometimes with a yes, sometimes with a no, and sometimes just sit and wait. Dear sister, I'm not finished here. You just need to be patient. I mean, there's all different kinds of answers to prayer, but watching the cries of the heart being dealt with by the Lord, and watching my other sisters come alongside and support and encourage whoever's in this really deep, difficult place, that has been tremendous for me. It's hard for me to be vulnerable. As much as I'll say online, and I do, I'll throw out stuff there about, you can know what I'm eating, you can know what I'm doing at any given part of the day. But when it comes to truly sharing anything deep, I'm private. But this has been a place where I felt safe enough to share my prayer request, and to know that they, A, will keep them private, and B, they will pray. And I think Felice might have mentioned too, sometimes all we can do is say, I need prayer now. And we don't have to say what it's about. And I know that whenever one of these gals sees that message, they will pray. And we're not all available 24/7 to pray, but the nice thing about a group of four is somebody is bound to see it and pray. And so that's been a really, seeing all of us walk through hard times with prayer has just really, it's really been good for my faith. Being prayed for myself during some really difficult times has been an amazing experience, because I don't like to ask for prayer. I don't like to be the one needy. I want to be the answer person. I want to be the fix-it gal. But as my situation physically has gotten worse over the last 4 years, I've needed it, and God has really worked on me to remind me that that's what we're here for. To glorify God, and one way we glorify God is by lifting up his people. And so I've been willing to open up and ask for prayer. My health has not been great. I just, as an aside, I have multiple sclerosis. In the last 3 or 4 years, I've done some, some downhill stuff that's been kind of scary. And I've had some very difficult weeks and even months where health-wise I was in bad shape. And even if I couldn't express myself in any other way, I could say, please pray for me. I got nothing. that's my thing. I got nothing. And I knew that they would. And even though that didn't mean I could get up and get out of bed that day, it meant that God would hear their prayers and give me the peace that passes all understanding. And that's been a huge blessing for me, beyond anything I can really put into words. And I think lastly, this group has helped me become a better friend as well as a better business owner, because as a friend, I'm accountable to them and they're accountable to me. And that's a strong kind of friendship. And as a business owner, I found that going outside of my own experience and getting advice from people who are in similar yet different fields, they all bring something to the table that I don't have. And I've learned so much. I've grown so much business-wise as well as personally. And, it's just been all over I have grown. Well, maybe not weight-wise, but all of the sweets that I might have with Felice's lasagna and all the chocolate. But, yeah, it's just been a super growing experience for me.
Oh, well, I love it, Maggie. Thanks so much. And Kim, you're going to share on the business aspect of growth.
Yes. What Maggie was saying about each person bringing something different to the table is really true. And I have lots of ideas, and I consider myself a creative person. I can be organized in some areas, and other places I just completely disintegrate and unravel. And or I can get in a rut, and I can't think outside my little box. And so that's part of this whole mastermind thing, is the brainstorming aspect. And I found that I've been able to grow as a business owner and in understanding of running a business. I've been Right Shop became a business. January was our 13th year in business, I think, 13th. And, you know, I was never trained to be a business person. I didn't major in business. I didn't take any business classes in college. Math is not my strong suit, so you won't find me near the account or bookkeeping. And so, but there's just stuff about business that is practical, and I don't know it all. And it's really been nice to have these ladies to bounce things off of. We have all, it was funny because before we ever met as a mastermind group, we had all worked together independently. I had worked with Maggie in collaboration between their Illuminations and our Right Shop stuff. Felice, I had done numerous interviews with Felice on various radio shows and had taken advantage of Mary Jo's wonderful editing expertise. And the other ladies had also worked with one another. So we'd all had that experience, but to actually come together, these four different minds and four different realms of business, it was really great. Like that whole iron sharpening iron thing. We can point each other to resources. We all know somebody that might help. You know, and go, I don't know what to do about this. Oh, I've got this gal who's great at back end web stuff. Or talk to this person about doing a cross promotion. She's got this challenge going that you might like to be part of. So even little things like that, it's just been really great. And I feel like I have, been able to grow in my whole area of developing my business and having somebody who's kind of, you know, there to give me advice and encouragement.
Okay. Thank you, Cam. That's so great. And I appreciate that because we are really different in business, aren't we?
Yes, indeed.
I was sharing in the chat room, that's why it took me a second to grab my phone, that I've loved having you here and Mary Jo took a look at my blog post this morning, and you've been looking over my shoulder as I type, you know, different things, letting people know about this, and I have my own built-in editors, not my strong suit. So been a little bit spoiled here. But yeah, you know, it's so true because we knew each other and of each other, but we had never really spent time together, and it really does make a difference being able to get together so we can talk about these things at length. Okay, well, I am going to go to the next point in just a minute. We're going to talk about challenge as one of our next two points we're going to cover. But first, we're going to take a brief break for a commercial. So hold on, and we'll be right back.
My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another labor of love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter, Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon.
Hi, and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of the Vintage Homeschool Moms, a very special episode as I share with you three of my really good friends, Maggie Hogan, Kim Keltzer, and Mary Jo Tate, as we are in the middle of our yearly mastermind retreat where we get together, the four of us, and share some topics that are important to us. And we have an agenda and a schedule that we loosely follow, and we're constantly working out some changes which we give ourselves the grace to do. So it is really fun. And so, you know, in our sharing and our time together, I felt that all of you would like to hear a little bit about what we're doing. Some of you are Facebook friends, and so you see some of the posts going on and maybe are wondering, you know, what are you three, what are you four up to? And, you know, why are you getting together and spending this time? So this is one of the things that we are talking about today, and we covered friendship and growth earlier in this this session. And now we're going to talk about challenges. And I'm going to bring in Mary Jo Tate. We haven't heard very much from Mary Jo, but now we'll get a chance to let Mary Jo shine. Welcome, Mary Jo.
Thanks, Felice. It's great to be here, and I'm just blessed to be part of this team.
Oh, awesome. And one of the things two things I want to mention. One is that Mary Jo is one of our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network show hosts, and she will be starting her show fairly soon. And notice I didn't give you a hard date, Mary Jo.
I was holding my breath for a minute there, Felice.
And the second is, and the reason that the show has not launched yet, and that is that Mary Jo is being published by Apologia Press, and her new book, Flourish, and there is a byline to that, is going to be out soon. So, Mary Jo, what is the exact title of the book?
Flourish, Balance for Homeschool Moms.
Okay, great. And you can find her at flourishathome.com. Well, Mary Jo, you are a single mom and really have overcome so much in that area. But, I would like you to share a little bit about your challenges as a homeschooler and even as, you know, part of our group, being a homeschool mom. And then I'm also going to unmute Maggie, who is hopefully with us right now. And Maggie is going to be sharing... But you did a little bit, Maggie, earlier about your health, but you can also comment in on Mary Jo, because I know you've known Mary Jo for a long time, and Mary Jo is an editor for you at Bright Ideas. So go ahead, Mary Jo, share with us about that and your challenges there.
Well, just a little bit of background. My husband left us in 2001 when my kids were ages 9, 6, 4, and 6 months old, all boys. And that it seems like such a distant memory now. It's over 12 years ago. And God has been so good to us through friends, through family, through the ministry of our church, and through just a tremendous support network that I couldn't have made it through without it. And this particular group of ladies has been an essential part of my support network for the last 3 years. We really, I'm speaking as a single mom in particular right now, but every one of us needs some kind of a support network. We really cannot go it alone. We need that listening ear, that shoulder to cry on, that shoulder to lean on. And whether you have a business, whether it's personal challenges, whether it's homeschooling, whatever it is, having a team to turn to with questions, with problems, with prayer requests, with praises, with successes, with failures, all of those things are just so important. And I really echo everything that my pals have already said. One way that this team has helped me is by giving me the kind of sounding board that I do not have by not being married. And obviously, if you're married, you're going to be turning to your husband for counsel and direction and so on. And so a mastermind team is not a substitute for that and doesn't overrule that. But for me, it's just a good first place to go for advice, for just processing things, for thinking things through if I'm having a challenge with one of my kids or with something with business. Maggie and Kim and Felice are there for me, a listening ear, sometimes to cheer me on, sometimes to rein me in a little bit, to say, yes, go for it, or no, what are you thinking of? We tell each other no a lot, actually, in a very gentle, loving, are you out of your cotton picking mind way, you know. Another important aspect, and we've already talked about a safe place to be vulnerable. For me, the issue of privacy, my children are all my three oldest children who are on Facebook are all my Facebook friends. If I am having a particular challenge with one of them or just any of the ongoing struggles with being a single mom, I don't want to dishonor them by talking about that publicly on my Facebook page. And so having this private group of three ladies who know me very well, who know my children, gives me a place to vent a little bit, to share what's troubling me, to get solutions without airing my dirty laundry for the whole world to see. And I think sometimes it's a little too easy for us to air a little too much dirty laundry. Now, I'm not talking about presenting that perfect, flawless, I have it all together and you don't image on Facebook, not at all. I do think we should all be real, but I think we also need to be thoughtful about what we post and who really needs access to what information. So for me, having the small, private support network has just really been priceless. And I tell you, being here in person with these ladies this week is just such an incredibly rich experience. I'm just so thankful.
Mm. And Maggie, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, I mentioned earlier about my health, but I'll just give an example of one way the Facebook group has been, and the Mastermind group has been helpful for that. And I think all of us have taken advantage of this, Felice, if I remember correctly. But I might say, okay, guys, I'm not drinking nearly enough water. I know I'm dehydrated. I really got to get a grip on it, but I don't want to. So would you guys please remind me or check in on me or hold me accountable to drinking, you know, X amount of water per day? And boy, I tell you, these gals are like, they're like, you know, giant, you know, I don't know, parents that come in looming over me going, did you drink your water today? And they say it in love or they say it with humor, but they say it seriously. And I seriously have to answer them because I'm not going to lie to them, and I'll say, and they'll go, all right, we're checking in with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we want to know how much water you've had tomorrow morning. And I think everybody, Felice, I think maybe even you have had health issues where you've said, okay, make sure I'm walking or, you know, make sure I'm getting my supplements in. It's not that we do this every week and every day, but you know how it is. There's just periods where health-wise,
you know, we all get a little slack. I get a lot slack, and I really need to be careful. But, you know, I don't want to keep going to my husband and saying, could you make sure I take my pills, or could you make sure I drink enough water? I mean, there's just things I would rather let somebody else bug me about. And bug, I mean that in a loving bugging way. But, yeah, it's been great for my particular health challenges just to have gals kind of, you know, checking in on me and holding me accountable.
Hey, Nancy, have you been drinking your water today?
I've got a mug of water sitting next to me. I think I'll have some now.
Yay.
Now that you mention it.
You go, girl.
Okay, and I'm going to bring in Kim now, so we're all going to be unmuted, all four of us. So, okay, Kim, you wanted to add something to the challenge section.
Yeah, I did, because Mary Jo has an ongoing challenge of single motherhood, and Maggie has an ongoing challenge of health, and sometimes we just have one of those years. And that's what I had, you know, it's not, it came from all sides, and we had a major family crisis that kind of was overarching the entire year at various levels of intensity. And then in June, my dear, sweet, elderly stepmom, Marion, became ill she was like the Energizer Bunny, but this was her final hurrah. And we knew that that was the end, and just having to deal with her illness and death and closing up of the apartment, the emotions of saying goodbye to my dad all over again by, you know, finding little things of his that were still there remaining. And then also having this self-imposed, mostly, pressure of getting our next level of Right Shop out, and with all the delays and all of the guilt and the weight and the self-deprecation and just, you know, it was just too much. And these ladies were able to not just encourage me through my trials, but to help me, you know, like I came to them and I said, I've got to not do any business during this 2-month period when I'm dealing with all of Marion's stuff, because I would start the day feeling like I'm going to answer emails, I'm going to work on this chapter, I'm going to do this thing, and it'll just take me a couple hours, and then I can spend the rest of the time. No, that just it just did not happen. And so I would be guilty at the end of every day that what I had set out to do didn't happen. And I finally just said to these ladies, I need permission not to do this. I need permission to take time off. And sometimes when we're in crisis, we need to give ourselves permission to take a week or a month off of homeschooling. Or we need to pull out of a ministry, or we need to do something. And I had friends and wise counsel and voices telling me it's okay to do this, and you can pick it up again when your life
Amen,
clears.
Amen, sister. Preach it.
So, that's
homeschool
there we go.
Homeschool moms need permission to sometimes not homeschool.
Yeah.
Right.
And I want everybody
to take the time off.
Absolutely. And I want you ladies who are listening to hear what's happening, that how each of these areas overlaps. Accountability overlaps with challenge. Challenge overlaps with growth. Growth overlaps with friendship. So they're not so compartmentalized that you do one or the other. They all intermingle and interweave, and there's really no way to keep them separate. But anyway, yeah, that's what I wanted to toss in, Felice. So thank you for...
Yeah. And Ken, so hold on. You're going to deal with accountability as well in a minute. But I wanted to ask a question here that came in from Mary Jo. And actually it was in the chat room that I saw. And one of the moms said she could not imagine being a single mom but has friends who are. And she wanted to know from Mary Jo, how can she encourage them, which is a great question. Thanks for asking.
Great question.
Well, just your desire to encourage them and your awareness that you can bless them is a great place to start. You may ask them that directly, because each person needs support in a different kind of way. But sometimes single moms are going to be afraid to tell you what they really need, because I sadly know a lot of them who have been sort of shut down and stomped on as a result of asking for help, and now they're afraid to. So if, let's say you have a single mom friend named Sally, and you say, Sally, I'd really like to support and encourage and help you. How can I do that for you? And she's, oh, I'm fine. I don't really need anything. We're okay. Thank you. And you can tell it's a brush off because that's just not true. She does need something. Then you're going to have to get creative with specific ways. Can I maybe run an errand for you when your kids are sick? How about if I bring over pizza one night? Would you and your kids like to join me and my family on an outing? That's a huge one. There's a whole chapter in my book on single parenting, and half of it is for the single moms themselves, and then there's a whole long list of ways that you can encourage and help them, and hopefully that'll be available for you within a couple of months. Meanwhile, I have a blog that is somewhat neglected now, singleparentsathome.com, and if you'll click on the articles tab, there's one article that I wrote for Homeschooling Today several years ago on how to homeschool as a single parent. That might be helpful for your friends. And then also there's an article I wrote for Family Reformation magazine a few years ago on ways that the church and fellow believers can help support and encourage single mom friends. So that'll give you some more ideas.
Can I jump in on that too?
Yes.
Sure.
What about your single moms whose exes get the kids for holidays? What's your single mom friend doing for Christmas? Is she staying there all by herself, or Thanksgiving, or Easter, or whatever it might be?
What a
wonderful time to invite her over to be a part of your family. And if you have boys and your single mom friend has boys and your husband's taking them out to play catch or to go to a boy kind of movie, invite your single mom's friend's boys along as appropriate, because they might not have a father figure in the picture. The mom might be widowed. The ex might be just not in the picture for whatever reason. So anything that you can include family-wise or husband-wise is just such a blessing.
Yes, great ideas, Maggie.
Very good. Yeah, and this is a lot of what we do. I haven't kept all of our mics unmuted, but we are all unmuted now. But we do a lot
That's
of
scary.
This, you know, that... That is scary. Oh, gosh, and I'm the moderator, and my nickname is Squirrel because I'll go off on rabbit trails. And so,
Mary Jane,
oh, God does have a sense of humor. But we're going to discuss, accountability, and, you know, one of the things, the facets of this is how it's distinguished with our prayer and support. So, Kim, you wanted to start that, so I'll let you get started with that, and then, Mary Jo and I can jump in, and Maggie as well. So go ahead, Kim.
Sure. For me, accountability has been really important on many levels, personal and business. But one of the places that has been the most important for me has been in business areas, because I have a tendency, I'm a perfectionist, but my perfectionism manifests itself if I can't do the entire job perfectly the first time, I don't even start. And so it really it helps me, and it's been all my life, it helps me to break things down into small tasks. So sometimes I will come to my ladies and say, here are the steps that I want to take in this area, or I'm frozen or I'm stuck and I need ideas. I don't know how to lay this out and get out of it. It just is too overwhelming for me. And then I'll get help, but not only that, they will follow up with me and ask me how I'm doing and make me. They will hold my feet to the fire, and that's what accountability is all about. And then, as I mentioned earlier, they will also give me permission to let go and not do something. And that is very important when you are juggling many, many plates and trying to find the right way to walk through life without taking on more than you need to, or dropping too much so that you're not carrying enough of a load. It's just really nice to find balance, and that's what well, I've appreciated the accountability that this group offers for me. And Mary Jo, go ahead.
No, excellent, excellent. Yeah, I was going to pull Mary Jo in, but you started, so go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, Mary Jo has found different ways that the group has helped her to be accountable. And so if you want to share with us what you find helpful?
Well, this is the third mastermind group that I've been in, and all of them have been so significant and important to me. And the accountability aspect is really what distinguishes a mastermind team from, say, just a Facebook group or a homeschool support group or a prayer group. All of those things are good, but accountability is the factor that really sets it aside. It's intentional. It's a regular commitment by whatever means you choose. And accountability can be for great big things like finish your book so it can be published, down to comparatively small things like I've had a lot of health problems in the past few years, not nearly to the extent of Maggie, but things that I've needed to take care of. And one of the challenges for me has been taking all of the nutritional supplements that I need to take. I hate swallowing pills. It's hard for me, and there were a lot of them. So I finally realized I just wasn't getting it done. So I asked my team, y'all hold my feet to the fire. Every day for a month, I'm going to write on here that I took them. And if I don't, I want you to bug me about it. And if I hadn't posted by the middle of the day, one of these ladies would say, ahem, take your meds yet? And just that helped me get back on track with building the habit. Now I don't post any more about it and clutter up the feed, but for about 30 days, that was the only thing that made me choke down all those pills, was knowing that if I didn't post on our group, Kim and or Maggie and or Felice was going to say, you got to take care of yourself. And then for larger things, one of the groups that I've been in, we used to share our weekly goals, just to make, you know, not our entire to-do list for the week, but each week on Sunday we would post, okay, here's my list of my goals for the week, and here's how I did on last week's goals. And again, that level of accountability of knowing that there was someone who was sort of looking over our shoulder that we had committed to, and it's a mutual commitment. It's not just a taskmaster standing over you with a whip. It's a mutual thing. I'm looking out for Maggie, and she's looking out for me, and so on with each one of us. And very often that little extra nudge of knowing that you have to report to someone else, whatever you voluntarily have chosen to be accountable about, that very often is what makes you get it done.
Very good, very good. And I was going to add to that as well, that in business I run a lot of things. My gifting is more in the creative area rather than in following a list or deadline. And so there have been times when I've gone into our group and I've just said, I need prayers. I have so many things to do, I don't even know where to begin. And one of my sweet friends would come in and say, okay, you know, no names, Kim, especially, you know, her need for detail is not mine. But, and so you'll say, Kim, you know, very nicely, you know, what exactly do you need to get done? And it will force me to make a list. And then you'll say, what are your deadlines, or what, you know, what is the first thing you need to do? And that really helps me, because sometimes there are 10 things that all need to be done at once. And I think, you know, we do this as moms, you know, the laundry needs to be done because no one has any clothes. Oh, we need to cook because these people that God gifted us, our families need to eat. What's up with that? And then at the same time, you know, there's lessons to be done, and, you know, some other catastrophe happens. And so there are so many things that need to be done at one time that it just overwhelms you, you know, depending on the season and what is happening in your life. So it really has helped me a lot, and it really, like, I get things done in a fraction of the time it would have otherwise taken me, you know. So, you know, this is applicable. I mean, I think, Maggie, you asked as we were talking about this, you know, what about the homeschool mom, you know, typical homeschool mom that may not have a business, that is just trying to get schooling done, or, you know, like wants to do, for example, I'll pull out science, of course, you know, wants to get some more experiments into their week and just doesn't seem to ever be able to do that. You know, this would be beneficial for something like that, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I found I had a small group of homeschool moms that, you know, we did co-ops and things together, but I found with them, since I'm last minute Maggie, that there were times I needed someone to hold me accountable to get my lessons done before, you know, midnight the night before. And I wished I'd had, you know, looking back, a group like this would have been perfect for, you know, for that, rather than trying to just always, you know, be that strong, you know, that strong person myself. Sometimes you just need that help. And, you know, I didn't ask for it and I didn't admit I needed it, but a mastermind group just for improving my homeschooling life would have been wonderful.
Mm. And here's a question that came in, and any of you can jump in and answer this. And Katie asks, what about finding a big enough chunk of time to concentrate on your business? How do you do that? So I think she's talking about that in general, not necessarily during this week when we get together, because I think all of us, none of us is expecting to get a huge chunk of business done. I think I went 2 days without answering email other than on my phone, and I don't do very well on my phone. So
when my kids were young and I was just starting out, my writing was always done after they went to bed at night. Back when I was a night owl and was able to be a night owl, I did my writing late at night. So I might start at 9 and I might finish at 1. Obviously, I didn't do that every night. My husband wouldn't have been real crazy about that. But that's when I did my writing. Now it's easier because, you know, my kids are grown and gone. But just depending on the season of your life, you know, can you
right.
– most people don't have a large chunk of time. Most moms with children at home have to grab an hour here, an hour there. Some people might get up an hour early. That's not me. Other people might do, you know, nap time or when the kids are doing independent study, depending on the ages of your kids. But if you can get an hour in here and there, to me, that's a good chunk of time when you're a homeschooling mom. Don't expect to get a full day in.
Right.
You know, that's just not realistic.
Right. And Mary Jo, did you want to add to that?
Well, Maggie said pretty much what I wanted to say, that the big enough chunk of time, look for those small opportunities. Ideally, it would be lovely if we could have, you know, 3 months in a mountain cabin or a Swiss chalet to write some book or whatever, but grabbing those times. I will say, if you have very young children, be cautious about sacrificing sleep to find time for your work, because then you can't do anything if you're too sleep deprived. But if you're getting enough rest, you know, when the kids are napping or getting up a little early or staying up a little late, if that works for you. But remember, it's going to look different for everybody. Your business is not going to look like mine, and mine doesn't look like Maggie's, and Maggie's doesn't look like Felice's. We all have different patterns, and that's one of the things that I really like to emphasize, whether it's business or homeschool or how you feed your family or whether you live in the city or the country or whatever it is. I like to see homeschool moms feel more free to be relieved of the pressure of trying to be
right.
like others, whether it's high profile, you know, speakers you may put on pedestals or just the mom next door. Don't you all know the one mom who has it all together and you think she's some kind of superhero, but she has struggles too. So building time for your business or whatever, find what works for you and your family, and it's okay if it's completely different from the way everybody else does it, if it fits you.
Right. Very good. And I really want to talk about starting your own mastermind group, because I think that, you know, is the culmination of what we've done with our group. And whether you have a business or you are thinking about starting one just to help you with your homeschool journey, you know, I'm going to list some of the things that are here, and then, you know, if you want to add to that, you know, I'd be happy to hear from you. So, and this actually, I believe this is a culmination of all our lists, but mostly I know Maggie had a lot to say about this. So the first was like-minded but not competing businesses, or even if you're a blogger and are thinking about putting together a group, that it can be local or long distance in real life or virtual friends. Kim is the one who comes the furthest. She gets the awards for coming from California, and then Mary Jo is the next one from Mississippi, and then Maggie's here most of the winter months, and then I live here in Florida. So Maggie's up at Bureau, and I'm Fort Myers. And then where to look: homeschool support groups, Facebook groups, and friends, and even local friends. So, girls, you know, Kim, do you want to start? Is there something you want to add to that?
I just wanted to add something really quickly, and that is a lot of people are part of Facebook groups, but there's a real difference between a mastermind group, which is focused and intentional and private, and 4 to 5 people. So a mastermind group would not be a group of 7 or 10 or 50 or 100 people.
Yeah.
It's very small and focused. 3 people can be a little small, because especially if somebody should drop out for any reason or is ill and you only have 2 people bouncing off of each other, 4 to 5 is ideal. So that was all I really wanted to toss in.
Amen.
Very good. Maggie, did you want to add anything? Because I know, you know, you had thought about this.
I would just say pray about who you invite.
Pray
before you do any inviting, because a mastermind group where you're all excited about it and you want to do this, and the first thing you do is you start asking some good friends to join you, and the next thing you find out is friend A and friend C don't really like each other, or whatever it might be. That's just an explosion ready to happen. So pray carefully and intentionally before you get started. It's so important to have a good mix. It's not going to be perfect. You know, there are things that one person will do that the other person's like, you know, I would never do it that way. Well, as long as you're not judgmental about it, you know, that's okay.
Right.
But just really, it's important to get that right mix, and God is got the answer for that for you.
Very good, very good. And Mary Jo, did you have anything you wanted to add? Because you've been in several groups.
Well, yes, and I was just going to say what all echo what all of you have said, and especially about praying for the right people and really be wise in the blend of personalities. If you're struggling to put together a group, another option is to have an accountability partner. I've been in 3 different mastermind groups and have had 2 solo accountability partners at different times, and those have served different purposes. To me, I like the group format better because there's just more sharing, more brainstorming power, more different perspectives. But particularly if you're working on a very focused project and you don't have a full-scale mastermind group, it's an individual accountability partner for very specific purposes can be a good alternative as well. And there may be times in your life when you don't you're not ready to make a commitment to a group or even to an individual accountability partner, and that's okay. This is not one more thing to add to your list of things to do when you're already overwhelmed. Hopefully it's a way that may be a good fit for you that will help you pull out of that overwhelm. So just pray, look at your life, look at what your needs are, and start thinking about who else might need the same kind of support, and just pray for God to bring the right people your way.
Right. And, you know, I was really flattered to be asked, because I didn't know any of you 3 very well, other than through the expo. I think I had had the opportunity to have each of you speak. So for me, it was such a blessing and not anything I thought I needed. I'm a, you know, real self-starter and start plodding along in my direction. And then I always say I want to write a book that's called, okay, let's see if I can get this right. it's called Think Before You Jump, but I never would be able to do that. So I'm always the jump before you think person and then wondering, why am I falling without my parachute? Oh, yeah, I needed that. So, you know, these three ladies have really helped me keep my feet on the ground. And, you know, I sometimes share things with trepidation because I know what they're going to say. But it really is good for me. It's good to have.
Our motto for Felice is just say no.
Yes. But, you know, so many good things came out of this week. And I just want to say, you know, one of the things, because I tend to be more ministry-minded, was the fact that I have permission to make money. You know, and that may sound strange to all of you listening, but that's my takeaway from this group. There's a lot of other things, but especially that. And so at first, when I was going to record this session, I wasn't going to play my Media Angels commercial. And I had not shared with the ladies that I was going to play a commercial in the middle. And then I was able and free to do that with them because they said, you know, do not be afraid to make money, and you have permission and give yourself permission to do that. Because for me, it's, you know, ministry makes me happy. And so, as we all know, in business, without money, it's hard to continue with ministry, especially in a public way with all the things you need for that. So, you know, it has been a blessing again for me. And so do any of you feel led to add it's not on our list of things we wanted to talk about, and I tend to do that with my recording, if the Lord leads, but, you know, maybe one takeaway as we end this session, which has been wonderful.
Chocolate.
I got nothing.
I'll throw something in, and that is just a quickie that not everybody can manage to fly to Florida for a week. If you're a young homeschooling mom, you're not going to be able to leave your family for a week very likely. And that's not a prerequisite to being in a mastermind group. You may never meet in real life, but those friendships you forge, even in your small little Facebook group or however you set up your time, a Skype group or whatever you do, can be enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Just texting, Google Hangouts, there's lots of ways. Yeah.
Go ahead, Maggie. Go. I think.
Keeping up by, you know, texting and IMs and Google Hangouts, so you can see one another. Those are all extremely effective methods of working a mastermind group. We live in an age where we can do this, so don't feel like you've got to get out of town to make it happen.
Very good. And then Mary Jo?
Well, I was going to say, this is the first group that I've been part of that has had regular live meetings, and they're a wonderful blessing. But you don't have to have that. With the first group that I was part of, we were only ever all together in the same place one time for 24 hours, and then Hurricane Jean hit. one of the ladies had to go home, you know. So don't wait until you can do it big and fancy and distant and all that. When my kids were younger, I could not have pulled away for a week. We're all older, although I am the designated baby of the group. I've had a lot of fun this week. Oh, yeah, I was in first grade when you were doing that. But really, it can make it fit your life now. Phone calls can be great. Even just keeping up through a private Facebook group or emails can be great. The important part is not how you do it, but that you do it.
Very good, very good. And I still have quite a few things going on at home. So for me to fly to California right now for a week wouldn't work. So while I'm in this group, I'm really blessed that the ladies come, you know, to Florida, and the last 2 years have been at my home, so that I'm able to share for an entire week, because I still would not be able to get away for a week with some of the demands I have around here. So, you know, just whatever works for you, and as the Lord allows this to work for you and your life. And, you know, if this is something that you would like to do, really pray about it and ask the Lord for an opening and for it to happen. So hopefully this has helped all of you to share in our week here, and I want to thank Maggie, Kim, and Mary Jo for joining me today. And you are a blessing in my lives, and thank you for coming and agreeing to be on my show today.
Thank you so much for having us, Louise.
Okay. Thank you.
This was great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.